Luke 2, verse number 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I want to look at in this chapter here, chapter number 2 of the book of Luke, of course, concerning the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I want to take our thought from verse number 12, and this shall be a sign unto you. This shall be a sign unto you. And so I want to talk about the four signs of his birth. The four signs of his birth. Signs that were given. Amazing that man is still seeking signs. Jesus, in his young adult years, told them that there would be no sign given unto them. Signs had already been given at his birth. Many signs and miracles that he did throughout his life. There were enough signs that God had given unto man to surely show that Jesus was indeed the promised Messiah. Now when our Lord told them, and at the end of his life, there'd be no sign given, but the sign of the prophet Jonas, which was speaking concerning his death, his burial, his resurrection. That last great sign, because they wanted him to show signs, even in his persecution, there before Pilate and before others, they said, show us a sign. Give us some sign that you're him. All the signs, enough signs had already had been given. And even here at the beginning of his birth, I thought about this. I thought about the coming, the birth of Jesus Christ, and the saying here of the angel of the Lord. And my mind went back to, of course, 4,000 years of promises that God had been giving, and all of the prophecies that had been made. And now They had been in a 400 years of darkness. 400, think about that. I mean, my short life has only been 54 years. And it seems like, a good while. If we lived even 100 years, that would seem like a great span of life to go through and not see anything. But 400 years, 400, think about that, had come to pass of darkness. No prophet had spoken. Nothing miraculous had happened. And we have this young couple, Mary and Joseph, to be married. And, of course, she has an angel come to her. Now, nobody else knows that. And then Joseph has an angel appear to him in a dream. As far as I know, he had told no one. And so these things were not spread abroad. Now, Elizabeth and her husband had an angel come to them. Their son, John, would have been a forerunner. But as far as we know, not many others knew anything about that. Just that inner family. But now, word is being spread. These men that were out there in the same country, they didn't know anything was happening. 9 months, Brother Danny, had finally come and gone since the angel had first told Mary about that which would be conceived in her. There they were, just abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And suddenly, the angel of the Lord appears to them. And the glory of the Lord shines round about them. Now, I don't know about you, but there right there ends 400 years of darkness for me. Amen. I mean, to see this miraculous event. I mean, of all people, these shepherds, listen. God appears to people at his will. Amen. There was nothing special about these men. Other than they were just there, lowly shepherds in the same country. And this is where God chose to start. And he sent his angel and shone his glory. Now listen, here's what the Bible said. The angel said unto them, fear not, because they were sore afraid. They were sore afraid in the previous verse. Needless fear. Needless fear had come upon them. And the angel is dispelling now that fear. Fear not. Fear not. This is not one of the fearful things that God is. Listen, this is a joyful time. This is a joyful notation. The grandest message to ever be given is happening right now. Don't you be afraid. We want you to be joyful in this time. Don't be afraid, for he said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Good tidings of great joy. That's the first thing they said about the message. We bring you good tidings. This is the first mention of the gospel of the Son of God. This is the good message of God giving his Son to the world. That's what he's talking about. Good tidings of great joy. This message is not going to bring fear to the world. No. This message is going to bring great joy to the world. And that's the message of the gospel of Christ. Still to this day, it should bring great joy to those that hear it. Great joy to the world. We are a hopeless people, a helpless race, a fallen race, a race in darkness, a race away from God, Are you listening? And now we have this message, this good tidings of great joy. Good tidings of great joy, he said. For unto, here's the message, for unto you is born this day. Now listen to the language of that. For unto you is born. He didn't just say, there's born this day in the city today. He said, for unto you. For you. And unto you. This is why he is born. For you and unto you is why he is born this day. Amen. This child is born, listen, not just for the joy of his mother and his earthly father. Not just to the joy of his family. This child is born for you. He is born for you. And what reason would he be born for you? And unto you. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, that he is come as your Savior. Your Savior and my Savior. That's the message of Christ's birth. When you see a little babe in a manger, remember that God said, I sent him for you to be your Savior. That's the message that God wants to resonate to the world. I sent him for you and unto you in your likeness to come and to pay for your sin, to die in your place. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, fulfillment. Born in the right place. In the city of David, Bethlehem, is Christ the Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now he goes on down and he says, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, this multitude of it, it's not just the angel of the Lord anymore. It's the host of heaven. Are you listening? There was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. Not a small multitude. Not a great multitude, just a multitude. Now, the mention of a multitude is almost to say innumerable. A multitude of the heavenly host, of the heavenly host. A multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, first, glory to God in the highest. Amen. Now listen, when God had created all things, he received glory. Amen. Even its creation gives glory. We can see the glory of God. But on this day when his son was born, this was glory to God in the very highest. Amen. God couldn't get no more glory than what he had on this day. That God's son was born unto men to be the Savior. Hey, listen, that God's son was coming to redeem the man that God made. God is getting the most high glory to this day that he ever has had. Amen. I mean, think about the glory that he had when he had made man. Called him Adam. And God could fellowship with him. The glory that was there. The glory that God received, that his creation could come before him and fellowship with him. Amen? Could touch him. And he could touch him back.
And then man fell in sin. God couldn't touch him anymore. Man couldn't touch God, couldn't approach him. Not anymore. Now his son has come. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. This is the message. And on earth, peace. And on earth, peace. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. And He'll bring on earth peace. Amen. He's the only one that can bring peace on the earth. Amen. That lowly babe born in Bethlehem, in Israel, in Palestine. Are you listening? There in the Middle East. Man may have a lot of pride issues and racial issues, but I'll tell you, on this day, there was a little Jewish boy born. Amen? Hey, are you hearing me? Born because God put him there. This was God's chosen people, and God chose them, chose Mary, and sent his son to be born there on that day in Bethlehem. And he'll bring peace on the earth. The King of David. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. And he'll bring peace when he comes again. Goodwill toward men. This is goodwill toward men. This is God's good will that his son be your Savior. Listen, this message, Jesus said, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world. I come for goodwill. I come that you might have life. God's goodwill is that you be saved through his son. That's goodwill toward men. Listen, God didn't come to send lightning bolts to strike man down or to open the earth. And he's done that before. Are you listening to me? This day, this message, what is happening on this day is God's goodwill. Goodwill, a good message, good tidings of great joy, God's glory in the highest. A Savior is born. Your Savior is born. Praise his holy name. The heavenly hosts are praising God. Listen, that just didn't stop. You know, like we read this and the sentence is over, and so we think the angels and the host of heaven, they all kind of hush. No. Suddenly, all this is happening at the same time. There was with the angel. You have the angel of the Lord. Most likely Gabriel. He always seems like, some say it could have been Michael. Michael always seems the one that's defending the host of heaven, the great mighty angel. Gabriel always seems to be the one that is trumping the message. Amen? He was the one that said, the Lord himself shall give you a sign in Isaiah. Who do you think that was? That was Gabriel. The angel of the Lord, Gabriel, said, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. That was the first sign of his birth. A virgin shall conceive. And so the angel is now letting them know, standing there in the multitude of the heavenly host, praising God. While he is giving the announcement, they are praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Gabriel is saying, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And they're praising God in the highest. There is an uproar in heaven going on right now. Those angels, those boys, listen, down there watching them sheep, they wasn't Their eyes was fixed on the roar of heaven that night. The message that's put forth, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go now. Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem. See this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." This thing which has come to pass, what? Virgin conceiving, bearing a son. First sign. The virgin. "This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." The sign of the swaddling clothes. The sign of the swaddling clothes is strips of clothes. It's what they bound. You know, you've seen a horse that, you know, hurt its leg, and they take those strips of cloth and they bind their legs. Well, the same with sheep or cows or whatever else they had over there. They had those strips of cloth and they bound up their wounds. And that's all they had. Listen. I think the New American Standard says they wrapped him in clothes. It's different than swaddling clothes. Sends a whole different message, Brother Dave. Amen? The Bible, it wanted that word swaddling in there. He came as lowly could come. Listen, he wasn't wrapped in silk scarves. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. That was a trough, a feeding trough. That was his bed, a feeding trough. And they took the bandages and wrapped him. And preachers have said it for years, to wrap him up like that, he no doubt looked like a little mummy. Wrapped from head to toe. Well, that's a picture of his coming to die. Coming to be buried. That's a picture of that child coming to die. He didn't come to live, he came to die. Come to die for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. This will be a sign unto you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Why was that a sign? Who wraps a newborn baby in swaddling clothes? Do you know even the word "the babe"? You shall find the babe is a Greek word. The same Greek word that they used. The babe, John, leaped in his mother's womb. It means yet unborn. I don't know everything it's all meant by that. But I know, reading the context right here, it has just happened. It has just happened. Maybe when they were given this out, he could have still been in the womb. And they said, "When you get there, you're going to find him. You're going to find him born. Find him wrapped." Amen? Because they said, the angel of the Lord said unto them, "Fear not, to bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be of all people. For unto you is born this day." For unto you is born this day. He's born this day in the city of David, a Savior. Amen? This babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. That was a sign when they went there. To see him wrapped that way, that's the one. There's no other like him. I guarantee you, of all of Bethlehem, they didn't find no other child in a feeding trough wrapped in clothes like that. There may have been some other babies born that night. There wasn't none of them born and wrapped and laid in a manger like God said, "This will be a sign unto you." It was a sign a sign that he is given to the world. Given to the world. Amen? Given even to the redemption of creation. The Bible says that he is bread for us. He's the bread, bread. We eat the bread of his flesh. He is laid in that manger. It looks just like something that maybe those animals, are you listening to me? All of creation, he has given to them to be redeemed. Now, they can't eat bread like we eat his bread of his flesh. They cannot be saved, but the world will be redeemed from the fall. That makes sense to you? He is given for all. Came lowly and given for all. The miracle of the virgin birth. The miracle of the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. The miracle of the guiding star. Now after his birth, sometime later, in Matthew 2:2, he's probably close to 2 years old. There were some wise men from the east that came. They said, "We have seen his star in the east and are come." The miracle of the guiding star. The Bible prophesied of that star. There shall come a star out of Jacob. That's prophecy. They saw that star above Israel, above the land of Jacob, and they began to follow it. That guiding light, the miracle of the guiding light, that guided three wise men that come. I don't know how far they came, but if they saw it when he was born, then they must have been traveling at least almost 2 years, however old he was. We've seen his star and are come to worship him. And it guided them to the place where he lay, where he was, which was in a house at the time. Am I right? The miracle of the guiding star. This last thing I'm going to give you and I'm done. The sign of the stumbling stone. Right here in chapter number 2. After his birth, Mary keeps all these things in her heart. At verse 21 through 24, Christ is circumcised just like any Jewish boy would be. The prophecy of Simeon, the priest there in verse 25. Down through verse 35, and here's what Simeon said. Verse 34, and Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against." That's the sign of the stumbling stone. He is that rock of offense. And it started from the time he was born. Herod was offended at his birth. He's that rock of offense, that rock of stumbling. Many people stumbled over him. They could not accept him. And it was to their fall. It was to their stumbling. He is that chief cornerstone. He is that foundation stone, that unmovable stone, the rock on which the church is built, the rock of ages. Amen? That chief cornerstone that mentioned all through the Old Testament and the New Testament, that he is a stone of stumbling, that chief cornerstone. And his child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. Many will fall over him. They won't be saved. Many will be placed upon him. They'll rise because of him. It's the sign of the stumbling stone. Signs that God gave. Are you going to stumble over this message? I don't need that. I don't think I need him. I don't know if I believe this. Well, you can believe that. Many have been free to believe. Believe not, should I say. They've been free to believe whatever they've wanted to believe. God is not going to push his son upon you. But he was sent for you. He was sent that you might have life, that you might be saved if you'd call upon him. If you'd repent and turn to him, if you would see him as the Savior that God sent into the world. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done.